left with all this love and all these dreams and no place to put them.
Call it basketball.
Okay, is it really a need? Really, people, who is home during the day but the people that wash soaps? Supposed to be people are not home until the night. Oh, I know, you could put on ESPN. Oh, Fox or something, not on CBS, not to ruin Bold and the Beautiful. And why in all for today? It's wrong on so many levels. You know, I've been going over and over my head about what's been happening on all the soaps, but especially, you know, why in all and we'll really be the soccer of all soccers. We will be talking about that. We will be talking about D8s. We will be talking about my favorite Spencer, about Cameron the pyromaniac. We will be talking about Sunny and Spinelli and that friendship. So I'm going to let Maggie on. Hey, Maggie.
Hi, everybody. Hi, Carly. How's everybody doing?
Good. Hey, Corey.
Hello. Good evening, everybody. Hi, Maggie.
Okay, people. You guys, with soaps, did you want to get into? Because, you know, let's dive in tonight. Because tonight, I mean, this week alone was a very, 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 very good week in soaps.
Alphabetically?
Okay. Let's start with B&B. Who wants to start? How they are feeling about it?
Okay, may I?
Yes, you may.
We did need a transgender storyline. I honestly believe we needed it. But I myself would have preferred if it was the Cole. Here, we don't know her background. We don't know anything about the girl. We get nothing invested. We are invested in Maya's story. And I have a neighbor that did this, and she's not as beautiful as Maya is. I honestly don't believe it. Next.
Well, and me either. I'm with Maggie because, you know, you go back. Okay, explain the baby, explain all that. You know, if you never did the baby storyline with Maya and the finding of the baby and all that stuff that they went through a year or two ago, and now put this, I have a hard time. This storyline is not sold for me. I have nothing against what Maggie said either. But I just have something against B&B for writing it in the way when everyone knows about Maya and the pregnancy. Corey?
Because I don't know the character history, I can't talk about what you guys are talking about. But I will say that I have a problem with, like somebody said on our Facebook today, that the fans would be upset because the show is trying to be politically correct. It's not being politically correct. What it's being is being more inclusive instead of exclusive. Soaps are for everyone. Soaps are for everyone, not just straight America. And it's about time that people realize this, that people come in all shapes, colors, religions, creeds, and sexualities. I think that Bold and the Beautiful is brave for doing this. They're not the first soap to do this. The City and All My Children did it before them. It's a brave story to tell. I hope they tell it socially responsibly, and I applaud them for doing it. There are 700 1,000 transgender individuals in this country with no representation on TV telling their story. I see it as a plus, but I understand where the two of you are coming from as people who have viewed Bold and the Beautiful for so long. Like I said, I can't speak to the backstory of the character of Maya because I'm a new viewer. But that's where I'm at it. I think it looks good for Bold and the Beautiful, who is lacking. They're the only soap on TV right now that doesn't, well, Lionheart doesn't, but they're the only soap on, you know, I haven't seen a LGBTQ character at all on Bold and the Beautiful since I started watching. Now, I don't know if they've had one in the past or not. But every show that's still on the air has had an LGBTQ character. Lionheart doesn't have one on the canvas now, but recently they brought back Philip, who came out as guest. And then we have Days of Our Lives in General Hospital, who have, and I'm not going to say they're front burner storylines, but they're pretty darn close. And really you could call Days of Our Lives Will and Sonny front burner. I applaud them for doing it. I hope they take it seriously and do it responsibly. But I can see your two's points because you know the character history. They already told stories with this character that maybe don't fit with the story they're telling now.
I just want to say Susan is on the air too. Hey, Susan.
Hi. How you doing?
Yay, Susan's here. Corey, I get what you're saying, and, you know, I know you haven't watched B&B for a long time, so, but you can always look on Wikipedia and ask Maggie and I, because we, you know, we know B&B, and,
I have to tell you, I've been watching old because somebody who I work with is a longtime viewer of Bold and the Beautiful, and she told me to go and Google Stephanie and Sally, and that's what I've been doing, and I've been watching old clips of those, and they're hilarious. I almost wish I watched when they were on because they seem to have had such a chemistry.
They sure did.
Yep, and they did. I mean, they were funny, you know. It was...
We miss it.
Yeah, we totally missed them because they were great comedy together. I mean, they loved each other, but they hated each other, and, you know. But what I don't like is, you know, you put this big... soccer on Wednesday. On a Wednesday, and then we have to wait till Monday? Okay. I don't like college basketball. Okay, send me email over. I don't care. You know, we have, what, maybe 55 sports fans? Oh, 85 sports fans? And why? Why? Why do that to me?
It's a big deal in college to get to the final dance. It's something all the teams work for all your season. And there's so many of our children that night, they went to these different schools, so probably people want to see how the team is doing. I love sports. But
I
love sports.
Well, I know, but is this for me? You know, putting on a, you know, week that was actually good. If it wasn't a good week, then, you know, maybe I would not be so mad at them. But right now, I am mad at CBS for it. You know, I'm so sick of Rick. I want Rick to go bye-bye. Oh, we have another call. I think it's... Hey, Mandy.
Hey, baby. Hey, how are you?
Hi, good, Mandy, did you have any comment about B&B?
It was good for us. It was a good Wednesday. I wish you would have come home with Thursday and Friday. It made me mad that they're doing basketball.
Thank you.
I mean, because you're doing it on, because they're doing it also on TNT and
ESPN.
All the other channels right now too.
Mm-hmm.
Why do they have to do it on all three channels?
To drive, I mean, crazy. No,
guess what they thought of when they did it.
Because I think they are trying to drive me crazy, really. I mean, yeah.
Really?
I know the world doesn't revolve around calling people, but when this week has been great, Mandy, what did you think of? Did you think of the whole thing?
My mouth dropped at the end about Maya being a man.
Mm-hmm.
Bold and Beautiful.
I know, and Maggie.
I rewound my TV to see if I heard it right.
I know, Maggie warned me, but then after she warned me, I forget what she warned me about, and I was taking a drink of Sprite. And I nearly spit my whole Sprite out on the bed. So, B&B did their job, but I just hope they can do this responsibly. But for a long time, B&B views, you know, we are not stupid. We know these characters better than people know them. The writers know them, and that's what every actor always tells me when they come on the show, that I know the characters better than they do themselves. Jackie Zeman told me that in an interview once.
Mm-hmm.
And so did Lynn Herring. So people, come on, I know things. People, I remember things. People remember things. But I think we need Rick. You know, I mean, come on, Rick is going to freak his little shit about this. Rick is going to sit his pants, and that makes me happy.
What about Carter?
Yeah, well, I mean, Carter? I like Carter, so, but why now I hate Rick, so I would love to see Rick really sitting his pants over this.
Yeah. But I kind of wonder, and like I said, I'm a new viewer, I don't know the history,
mm-hmm.
but I kind of wonder if they're going to write in that Carter knows.
No.
Really?
No, I don't, because if Carter really knew, he's really friendly with Rick, and I think he would, you know, give Rick a warning, do not get in with her, whatever. And you know what? I don't think they know. I really both think Rick and Carter are clueless. You know?
Yeah, me too.
I think yeah, and you know, and they are going down the slippery slope how they voted because Mandy, how long have you been watching?
I'm started watching Bold and Beautiful, a little bit the beginning of last year, year before last, and all. So I haven't been watching it that long.
Okay, Megan and I have, and so you know some of the Maya story when she was pregnant and all this is going to be a hard thing to tell, in my opinion. You know, really hard.
And how does the sister know? The sister had a bad
name. That's what I want to know. You know, that's what I want to know, too.
Why did never come to dinner? Did he ever go there for the holidays? Or how did all this... We're going to watch how it plays out. It's going to be interesting.
But they did... I mean, and every... Ellen came in because I watched E.T. August. Everyone is going on about it. And I'm like, okay, I'm glad that, you know, it's getting so much press. But Ellen came in tonight, E. Probably doesn't even watch this. So for them saying, great job, why don't you wait until the whole story, you know, happens?
Well, because,
and then...
Well, because it is a huge deal.
First time ever.
It's a huge deal. I can really name on one hand how many transgender characters there have been and are on TV. It's a huge deal. That's why they're making it such a big deal out of it, because it is huge. It's groundbreaking if they tell it right. Unfortunately, the city and all my children didn't really get a chance to tell the story right.
No.
Because their transgender stories lines were towards the end. Like I said, Bold and the Beautiful has an incredible opportunity, the writers, to tell this story responsibly.
Do the research.
Yeah.
Exactly. I'm sorry, I've said this since I started watching, for a show that's supposed to take place in L.A., which is in California, and California's, excuse me for saying, full of fruits and nuts. For them not to have more variety in characters, to me is a crime, because they're the show that they're the trendiest show for sure. They're the show that you would look at because they center around a fashion thing, that they would have an array of different people, and quite honestly, they really don't.
Exactly.
I just
hope they do it responsibly.
Yeah, me too. I'm with Maggie on
There's
that because
people's feelings out there and are going to get hurt if it's not done properly. And then by bad or doing it, if you're going to do it wrong.
And in this, you know, I mean, I'm sure they are going to do this responsibly, but this is see how it all plays out. That's what, you know, that's what I've been waiting for. This is see how it all plays out, because I'm waiting for next week, and I will realize the main question about the child. Daisy helped my adopted. She's to speak about this on Monday, but we haven't rewritten history with myself. But I want to know what my is past. Oh, okay. She's a transgender woman who is currently dating with Forrestu. This is the next frontier. It's for the next community deserves to be recognized and respected in our media. But just to see how, you know, it plays out. Okay, let's go to Y and O. Oh, wait, no, we are doing it alphabetically, so what were I came and think today?
Days.
I'm loving Days. I'm loving Days. I'm loving Days. I called it last week on here. I called it. I said Stefano and Victor are going to work together. And people go, oh, no, that could never happen, blah, blah, blah. Well, people, it happened. It happened.
Hell
has posable. And I love it. I love it. I was cracking up. And what did everyone think about, you know, I still think Paul is on Black Sun. You know, Will, Will wants to say, oh, it's a DeMille. Okay, Will, you idiot character. No. Okay, Zahn was a DeMille. Zahn was a DeMille for a while. So getting your facts right, your grandmother has been in love with Zahn for, you know, all of your life. Why don't you actually get your facts straight? And, you know, I think it's time for Serena to go bye-bye. She's driving me crazy. What does everyone else think about what's going on?
I love that she's back on TV. Most of the favorites, but it's one of my favorites. But the storyline is really wacky. But did you? Oh, we got to see the diamonds today. There's diamonds hidden in the. Oh, you know that? The secret compartment. There's a bag of diamonds. In the elephant.
Oh. Why can't they give me just a bag of diamonds and be done with it now? So what does everyone else think about what's going on in dates?
I don't watch Days of Our Lives,
Corey, have you watched Days this week?
Yes, I have, and I am loving it. loving it. I don't know if we're in new writer territory yet.
I think we are supposed to.
I'm loving what's happening. And I have to say the best part for me was the moment with Ari and Sunny.
My God.
It was so sweet.
It's your daddy.
You know, I mean, I keep thinking whatever they do with Will and Sunny because, you know, they have to make up their mind because, you know, Paul is, you know, Paul's cute. Maggie wants to marry Paul.
She'll have to fight me.
Okay, mind your class.
She'll have to fight me for him.
Okay.
Well, okay, maybe not Mary, but... and I'm mad at Daniel for pushing Nicole away. Come on. Jennifer is not telling you the truth. Jennifer is not telling you the truth. Go back to Nicole.
Yes. I wish Nicole gets a break. Somebody write her. Somebody give her a break, please.
Yeah, exactly.
For too long. You know?
Exactly. It's been going on for too long. And I love it how they are putting Zahn and Paul in so many scenes together because when they find out that they are father and son, it will not be a shock. It will be really good.
Now, when Tori dropped the teacup, okay, that's when Elena was sitting there. Okay, if she had an affair with Stefano, why would she be upset to see Marlena?
I see, because maybe way back, you know, something happened, you know? You know, because she knows that Dawn and Marlena are together. And see, the Fae Marlena is going to bit Sabo.
That would be the only logical way to think of it. Or if she'd been married, since they were together at the time that he was married.
I was going to say, or did John have an affair?
Okay, let's think about this reasonably, people. Okay, I want to know how old Paul is, okay? Because Paul, Brady, and then we have Bill. I'm just wondering if that was during that time because, you know, they have, you know, crapped with the ages so much. So... So, yeah, I mean, I think you might, Corey. That could happen.
I'm interested to find out. I'm very anxious for Monday to see what more news we get.
You know, this is going to be a long... This is going to be a long weekend, I have this feeling. Because we just want Monday to be here. And the other thing about Dave is my poor Brady, I want Clint dead. You messed in it with a hill of Brady's little head, you dead, you got him unconscious, you put a thingy in him, you need to get me in really big trouble.
Yeah.
So, Corey, I want you to do something about it. I want you to go a date and kick someone's ass for this.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
The two characters on Days of Our Lives that really need a break are Brady and Nicole. It seems like just when life calms down for them, it's something new. Like, could they get a break one of these days? New writers, if you're listening, give Brady and Nicole a break.
The powerful answers, but there's no break already.
I mean, my thing is, I mean, I want them to go with Daniel and Nicole. I'm not shy about it one bit. And, you know, they are good together. And like Corey would say, they done Daniel and Denim, so, and it just doesn't work.
No, because they're both vanilla.
Well, I don't think Daniel is vanilla. I don't.
Daniel's more vanilla than Daniel's more vanilla than Jennifer is.
I disagree with you on that. Daniel is hot, and Daniel is, oh God.
I'm not saying that he's not hot.
Okay.
I didn't say that.
No,
what I mean by vanilla is that he's not a bad boy. And that's why him and Nicole work together so beautifully, because he's the straight man to her bad girl. Every bad boy, bad girl needs a straight person. That's why Jack and Jennifer work so well.
I agree on that. And whenever we get another date star back on, I want to ask, okay, now this week it looked like the old mansion came back a little, didn't it? On the kiosk, didn't it? For one day it looked like it came back. Maybe it didn't?
It looked better.
Yeah.
Yes, it looked better to me. It's like, really, do take everything out to clean it? Because the last time I didn't like what they did. And when Brady was knocked out, it looked to me more like the mansion.
Yeah, and, you know, and so, I mean, I would love, you know, I would love to, you know, live there. I wouldn't want to live there with Brady. Okay, so now we go to General Hospital. Okay. Now, Susan can actually talk about this, though, because she knows all about it. 770, you on the air?
Hello.
Hey, Grady.
Grady?
Yeah.
Happy birthday to you. Bye.
Oh, I ain't
well,
funny,
I know you.
Thank you for your early wishes.
Well, yeah. Okay. So, Grady, how long can you stay? How long can you stay on here?
I can stay on there for a few minutes.
Okay. Cool. Do you have anything to test about B&B this week?
Well, like I said on the group, on the Daytime After Dark group, I thought if it's written correctly, it could be a very groundbreaking storyline, I feel.
Mm-hmm.
I applaud them if they go the right way, but, I mean, it's a risk. I haven't really never taken a risk with Bold and Beautiful. It's always been the same old thing, you know, wash, rinse, repeat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, put a different character in a different position. In the same position, if you catch my drift.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I mean, I feel like right
yep.
now the soaps are just kind of running circles. Days of Our Lives is prepping for, you know, the new writer. So, you know, we got a lot of stuff going on there. So, and General Hospital, I'm not really crazy about the kids' storylines. I seen a little
what
bit about that. About the children.
Avery?
Oh, my God.
Oh,
you know what?
Spencer and all that going on this week. I've seen something about that. I said, why not write this kind of stuff for adults instead?
Okay. Number one. Spencer is the reason half of the people should be watching the show. Spencer in the show, I could watch him 24 hours a day. Right, Maggie?
Yes, definitely.
Okay. And number two, I love this kid stuff because, you know what? Finally, maybe someone will put Cameron in his place. Okay, the little pyromaniac. Okay, and that's why I love it to see how Spencer is because if it were me burned in an accident, I don't think I would forgive. And I just love how Spencer is doing. I love how Emma is doing. We need to see those kids on the TV because in 15 years, they are going to be the one maybe still, you know, doing TV.
I agree.
So,
I like to see. Yeah, I guess I'm just one of them kind of, you know, I mean, I've always, as a writer, I always more wrote for adults than I did children. It was harder to write for children, but. You know what I mean?
That makes sense.
Well, I mean, I think Frank Juan are actually doing a good job when it comes to the kids. And you put someone like Spencer on and you know, his hatred for Cameron.
I think
I
his
love
character
Steve.
Has a lot of potential down the road. I'll give him mad. He's got a lot of potential down the line.
Maggie,
Five
what
like
did
rashes.
You think? Yeah, and what did you think of, Maggie, what did you think about Spencer and the week of Spencer and all that?
I love seeing Spencer. I hope he is progressing, beautifully. And it was cute that Emma came to visit him. But it was sad that it came out that Cameron did it, because now he's all upset. And maybe there needs to be some motivation to get well quicker. I don't know. I just wish he wouldn't have overheard it. Cause now he wants Cameron to go to prison.
I love it.
Not jail. Prison.
I love it. I love it when Spencer said that, it made me smile. Okay, let's talk about what I've been wanting to talk about all week. I'm loving the new Kiki. I'm loving her, and I think her and Morgan's little plan of Diabolical is so good. I wish I was the one genius who thought of it. So what does everyone think about that?
You like the new Piggy?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm having a hard time. No. It's going to take me a while to get her to like her.
Mm-hmm. Stay away with a new character. When somebody fills them, you get used to the one person. It's hard to get used to them, usually.
I have to tell you, I like the new Kiki.
Mm-hmm.
I never saw Kristen Alderson as Kiki because I'm a long time One Life to Live viewers. She'll always
I
be
agree
star
with Corey.
To me.
I like her.
She'll always
mm-hmm.
be star to me. So mm-hmm. I actually do like this Kiki. And Carly, I have to agree with you. I am enjoying the plan. To take Michael down.
Mhm. I know. A lot of people are probably freaking out, but really, when I thought about it, alcoholism does run in families, and it is inherited. And you know, it cannot be that far-fetched. And Susan, what do you think about it?
Well. It may be inherited, but my dad was an alcoholic, and me and my two brothers aren't, which is good, but...
yes,
my family,
Addiction definitely runs in families.
Mm-hmm.
It does.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But.
Yeah, we did. Seen the pain it caused, so we didn't want to do that to our own families when
right.
we got older.
Mm-hmm.
Because
mm-hmm.
life's about
right
choices.
Like my daddy, mm-hmm. my daddy was an alcoholic. My daddy was an alcoholic.
Well, okay. Have a great birthday. Have a great birthday,
thank
you,
and the honor roll returns Monday. The honor roll returns Monday.
Okay, well, Grady, have fun doing whatever you're doing tonight.
Well, it's kind of been a dud tonight so far, but maybe I can liven it up.
Oh,
you will.
We'll have fun.
Well, you have a good first day.
Great.
Y'all have a good evening.
Okay, you too.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye. I mean, Susan, to your point, my dad's side of the family was alcoholics, and my dad is like the only one who is my dad's the only one out of his family that is not an alcoholic.
Oh, really?
So, I guess.
We're lucky.
You know,
yeah, my daddy was an alcoholic. He drank a lot of beer, and he would drink like more beers than I can count a day, and then come home
mm-hmm.
and drink more mm-hmm. Crown Royal when he got home. And you couldn't even tell if he was drunk.
Wow.
And he was sick. And I mean, but now he's been sober for 11 years.
Oh, that's good.
He got sick. And the doctor told him if he don't quit drinking, he's gonna die. And so he quit.
You're safe. Okay. Very good. Yeah.
I mean,
so,
it's a big accomplishment. Huge accomplishment for him.
It is. With his diabetes and the drinking didn't help with his diabetes. So luckily, my daddy's been sober for 11 years now.
God bless.
Mm-hmm. So.
I mean, nothing.
Please.
you know.
Do you think this will work with Michael?
I hope to God it does.
Well, and really, when you think about it, it's not too far-fetched. AJ was an alcohol. AJ was an alcoholic. Monica had issues with alcohol.
Yeah.
Yeah, and
so clearly it's in the blood. Addiction is relevant in the family.
Yeah.
I mean, look at Alan. Remember Alan, you guys.
Was addicted to prescription. He was
addicted
to prescription pills.
Yeah, so.
Take your shot on the neck.
You know, and. You know, I mean, I'm enjoying seeing Morgan this way. Morgan, I love him. You know, I want to give him a big hug. And, you know, really, both my mom's side and my dad's side of the family, and they're, you know, alcoholism and, you know, drugs in it. So, you know, I'm going to be funny. You know, this hasn't hit this generation yet. I'm saying yet because I'm funny.
Okay.
Yeah,
we'll
find
out tomorrow.
Know, yes, I know. But no, I mean, I think DH is doing a good job, you know, with this storyline.
Yeah, the Morgan didn't work. And how did everybody like Rocky today? Foxy? Yeah. Did you see that?
I haven't seen it today, but I cannot wait. I went to the show. I went to get my soap magazine, and then I fell asleep, and I promoted the hell out of also. So, but I cannot wait to see it tonight. And all I want to say is, Sunny, I love you for becoming Spinelli's friend. It warmed my heart. You're making my heart sing. It's refreshing to see Sunny. On Spinelli's side, and those two, Spinelli not making fun of them every 5 minutes. So, you know, I mean, Sunny could almost take Jason's place right now, but because Jason is Jake and people don't know it. But, I could go for a Sunny and Spinelli bromance. Yes.
Bromance.
So, what did everyone think of the boxing, and what does everyone think of the whole thing?
I couldn't help but laugh. It was cute.
Nathan was sweating. I mean, he was getting a workout, but no, he didn't look. He just.
I was going to say, anytime they have Nathan shirtless on my TV screen, I'm for it.
Of course.
Yes.
Well,
yes,
I'm for it, too.
Yeah,
I am really for it, too.
Him shirtless
yummy.
Yes. And what did, I mean, and I'm not happy with Rick. I am not happy with Rick, and I don't get it, people. Bates said Rebecca Bunling was supposed to be for Sarah Weber, but now she's
Jake's
wife. Fake wife. So, I mean, okay, come on, Rick. Your plan is going to backfire in your ass really, really quickly.
Sam's Jake's wife.
Well, yes.
Yeah, Jason's. But
well, and I love the chemistry between Sam and Patrick, then Sam and then Jason. So, I mean, I'm loving, you know, Sam trick. So, Corey, What does everyone? What does everyone think of it?
Maybe it is.
Corey? Corey? Corey?
Preston, before, where are you?
Maybe he went to the bathroom. Okay, Susan,
okay.
Mandy, what did you guys think?
When did that happen? Because I'm like 3 days behind.
Mm-hmm.
Are you serious?
Yes, I was finishing the divorce papers and writing in my book. I meant to watch some, but I have to do it tonight.
Well, you'll have them now on the weekend when everybody else has to start without them. You'll get the
watch. Yeah, you need to sit down and write in your book and watch the H at the same time, but get caught up.
Yeah.
Corey, are you there?
Yeah, can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Now
I don't know what happened, but
so what did you think of whatever I was saying?
Patrick.
Yes.
Patrick.
Yes.
I love Sam and Patrick together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I do, too. It's very, very sexy, in my opinion. What about
this? I thought he looked good without a shirt.
What about the whole thing with Patty, Patricia, and all this? What does everyone think about
Patricia.
This? Yeah.
What happened today at Patricia's house? Did you receive it?
Yeah, she has a daughter and moves in the apartment with
a
gun.
Yeah, he's behind the door. Mm-hmm. So he's just feeding her everything to say to get the boss to set.
You know, is this going to be very interesting? Oh, I forgot to mention that Days of Our Life for the 50th, Steve Nichols coming back, and so is P.O. Bucko.
Yes, I saw that. I'm like, okay, I saw that that they're coming back. I was like, hey, that might be the reason I may start watching with them coming back.
Well, you know, I mean, I could be the heel all there with Bo Brady coming back because I do like Aiden and Hope, and I don't think P.O. Bucko's coming back for a long time. I believe he's only coming for the 50th. Corey, did you have any information on that?
Well, as far as I knew, it was only for the anniversary show.
So, and then I'm excited about, I'm excited about Pat coming back, Steve coming back. I'm excited about that.
I hope it's there for Kayla.
Okay.
Yeah, I saw that, and I was like, okay, if they're coming back, then I'll start watching them again. That's the only reason why I saw them coming back.
We got more viewers. That's unique. The ratings up, right?
And then let's talk about YNL. I've been waiting. Also talk about YNL.
No, wait a minute. Wait a minute. We have to talk about GH's anniversary.
Okay.
And they're. I saw today on Facebook that they're time warping back to the original episode, and the actor that plays Patrick will be playing Steve Harvey.
That's going to be very interesting.
And then Elizabeth is playing somebody, a character from the first episode, and so is Lucas.
Jesse Brewer? Emily McLaughlin said that Jesse Brewer. She was a patient.
You know, at first I thought she was going to play Audrey, and then I'm like, oh, that's, you know, but I guess I was wrong.
Maybe Sarah plays Audrey. Sarah
well, but was Audrey in the first episode?
That I don't know.
Yeah, no, it was Emily, Jesse and Steve at the nurse station. Yeah,
I'm
going
to have to record that episode.
I think she was there.
I'm going to have to record those episodes because I'll be out of town.
Oh, you're going to be out of town?
Yes, I'm leaving to go out of town. I'm going to Florida.
Okay, take us with you.
We're leaving on the 31st and coming back on the 5th.
Enjoy. Okay. Okay. AIM arrived at General Hospital 1964 to visit her sister. But it doesn't say if she was on the first episode or not. But no, it's gonna be a very interesting I think so, Corey. You're right. And I cannot wait for the nurses' ball. That is going to be really good, too, this year.
I love the nurses' ball.
I know.
I hope
definitely
we do Julian and dancing.
Mm-hmm. And Wally, Chris, Ned will be on the nurses' ball. We know that because he told us.
Mm-hmm. Amen, Beck.
Yeah, and I have the last 2 years nurses ball on my TiVo, so I cannot wait to record this one too. Okay, anything else you want to say about ZH, Corey, before I go to?
Nope, that was it.
Okay. I've been waiting the whole show for this. Okay, people. Please, I know what Neo did was wrong. I know what my husband did was wrong. But people, come on. If this was anyone else that did this, okay, I would probably, well, because it kind of happened to Christine. Okay, how should I say this without getting hate mail? Okay, well, maybe we should lock up my husband for this offense. Because, really, he was in a dog place. And, yeah, he did not grab the wheel. But, he did. But it could go Neil and Nikki for a couple. Maggie, what did you think about this?
That would be cute, putting them together. You know.
No, and what did you think?
Hopefully you go. But I really want her back with Paul. I would love to see Nikki with Paul.
Well, I would love to see a triangle. Yeah. But I really think Paul needs to apologize to Nikki. But
he
what does everyone?
To her.
Yeah. So what does everyone think about that? Because this article I've been reading, the last time we saw Neo was at the police station. So where does that leave Neo? Probably arrested for the murder of Christine Unborn. Oh my God. Tease. We'll be determined to save her estranged husband. Hillary doesn't want to see Neo suffer anymore. She thinks prison will be the final straw for Neo. Christine says she's going to file a civil suit against Nikki and Neo and take everything away from them. Oh, you know what? Okay, I'm sorry, but Christine needs to go away. And Leslie is headed back to the show. Leslie is headed back, so I'm curious about that. What did you think of YNL this week, for 3 days, Corey?
Well, it was, it,
was nice because we didn't see too much of the one that's been crying for 8 months, Summer.
I like Summer.
I like Summer, the character of Summer. I just think that we don't need to see her crying 24/7 like we have been.
No.
Like, I'm ready for Summer to be mad. And we got a glimpse of that at Austin's wake. I'm ready for her to be mad. Hell hath no fury like a woman scorned. For God's sake, she's Phyllis's daughter. Let's see some of Phyllis come out.
I would love to see that.
And not this old crying all the time. Poor me, poor me. You know what? Pick up yourself by the bootstraps and get back at Abby. That's what we want.
But come on, I couldn't see you. I mean, come on, she was betrayed. She was used. She was everything. I can see why. You know, why she is feeling this way. She got screwed over. And I still don't think Austin is dead. I think Austin faked his own death.
Maybe he was the one outside the window working. Did they identify the body or no? Didn't Summer have to go identify his body?
Well, yes. But, you know what? Bodies could always get moved. He could have gave himself a shot and looked. I mean, come on, how many times have we...
like EJ.
Seen that on the soap?
Yeah, like EJ did. Yeah. I feel like no, it's nothing to do with EJ, but it's a different story. But Michael, are we please going to get a cure for Michael? Can we keep CJ? Anybody know?
I don't know. Corey? How do I go about cleaning my C drive in the red? Okay, you need to defrag it.
And how do I do that?
Okay. You go to your settings and you find something that says defrag. Defrag it, and it's a defrag it.
All right,
just
I'll
go
be searching.
All over your setting, and it's to do it. So, so let's see. But yeah, I mean, I just wondered, I'm loving this mystery, and I see Kyle more guilty than the one.
Why did Sharon grab Austin's diploma?
Wait, what? That's what I would like
Austin's
to know.
Computer.
That
yeah,
okay?
Yeah,
what did you think of that, Corey?
I'm confused about that too.
Thank you. I'm not the only one. I first thought that she was hiding it. Maybe she did it. But then Carly pointed out that she was had that car accident, and they rolled her to die. This is nice.
She was with Dylan and Faith.
Couldn't she have done it earlier?
Well, true. But okay, but
where
going to Abbott.
From her going?
But going to the Abbott cabin, and getting back in a reasonable time, because it takes a half an hour. Mandy, did you watch Lionel?
Yes. I missed it Monday and Tuesday, but I saw parts of it Wednesday. And the end of it Wednesday, oh, my gosh, she was shot.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, my goodness.
Did she or didn't she?
Exactly.
Or did she know more than she's letting on?
Exactly.
What is she wanting to hide by looking at the computer?
Exactly, but remember how everyone said Austin made a documentary about the Abbess Newman? Well, all the custody, all the custody thing.
Oh, maybe that's on the tape.
Yeah, might be, might be. And do we really want to see what really happened? Because, you know, it would look like Sam was like an idiot. I mean, I could be wrong, but
why
you know,
is Joe still around? Can't he leave her? I don't know. Who's paying him to do this? Did he have a job or something?
That's what I would like to know, too.
Or is he doing it for Joe? Or does he know Joe?
Hey, that's a really good question. And do we
Russell sleep path on?
And yeah, and another thing. Today it freaked me out when General Hospital says they cast a new Spencer, and people were freaking out. They thought they would cast the little Spencer, my heart dropped. But no, it was the dollar they were talking about. But no, I just want to see what's going to go on, because how long will we not see Adam is Gabriel? When will we know that? I mean, how long the whole...
Probably when Billy gets married to Chelsea. That's what I
want to see. I want to see Billy married to Chelsea. Myself.
I guess so.
I mean, because this, Billy is not cutting with Victoria, in my opinion. You know?
I love that.
You know, so, Corey, maybe we should play your game.
What game? I didn't come up with one for this week. I'm a slacker.
I thought I told you to.
I know you did. Quit yelling at me.
He's going to school.
Okay, Maggie,
Thank you, Maggie.
Would you tell your nephew I wasn't yelling at him? I was just politely reminding him that I was asking for a game this week.
I am a very sensitive person.
Okay. Yes. I am too.
I am sweet.
I don't want his feelings hurt. Yes. So no pussy, okay?
I was not hurting his feelings.
Okay, good. Well, don't forget yourself. Okay, now, I would say kiss and make up.
Okay, I was just asking. Fine, I will come up with the game on my own. Thank you. Okay.
There you go. How about you?
I know you can do it.
Oh, thank you. Okay. This is probably going to be one for the history books. Okay. So,
X-rated or PG?
Yes. X-rated.
Oh, wow. Oh, boy.
Okay. Mom, then Mom, then you come up with a game. Or we will go with my X-rated
game.
Okay. Okay, you guys. The game is you can pick any soap, any one you want, mm-hmm. but, okay, you will have to be trapped on an island with three people and the tell us what you will do with the three people on the island. And Mandy, you go first.
Do what now?
Okay. You on a, three people. Three guys.
Yes. And what will
Our
you
girls.
Do with the three people? You can pick from all different... Yes.
I'll be last.
Okay, Susan.
You be first.
Okay, I can do this. Okay, well, number one, I think I know I will need Neil on the island to keep me warm. I will probably need Spinelli there because we need to get off the island, and I need his hacking experience while going to bed with him at the same time. And then I probably need, Carly, the expert, to, you know, ask her how, you know, get all these men into bed with me, basically. And so, yeah.
Or maybe Sonny, just have him make you look good.
Exactly. Okay, maybe you too.
Okay, I'm on the desert island also. And the three men I choose to be with me is Paul from Dave, Ben from Minor, and my Sonny. Yeah, hopefully changing a lot.
And you could,
and if
I mean,
don't
you
get
could
off the island, that's okay.
But you can also pick women too. You can also pick women too.
No.
I know.
Nah.
Okay. Susan. Susan, it's your turn.
I'll take Lucas.
It needs to be three people.
Three?
Mm-hmm.
Probably Carly and Sunny.
Mm. Very good choices. Okay. Mandy.
Okay. I'm to Spinelli, Nathan, and Sonny.
Wow.
Yeah.
Perfect. The girls are coming.
Okay, what about you, Cole?
Okay. So, I'm taking Paul from Dave.
Ooh.
For obvious reasons.
He's not worn out from being with me.
If Sonny doesn't take him, I will. Then I will take from GH Nathan. And from YNR, Kevin. For the same reason why Carly's taking Spinelli, because he's smart and I think he could get us off the island somehow. Even though I take that back. I don't want Kevin. I'll just have Nathan and Paul.
You need three.
We'll just stay on the island. I'm the third. We'll just stay on the island forever.
Yeah, but I got Paul.
You got
okay,
it.
Okay, if I
that ain't that bad of an idea to stay on the island.
Yeah, right. I live in Wisconsin. I could use a tropical vacation.
Yeah, me too.
I don't need to get off the island, especially if I got Paul and Nathan with me.
Yeah, and if I had Neil and Ben and, well, Spinelli, oh, and I would pick Willis Spencer just because I think he needs a relaxing getaway, and we need to make him feel better about him, the way he looks.
Yeah.
Bushes or something in between, because he would get too bit of an education if you're there with the guys, no?
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to give him too good of an education, do you? You better have him go back
He might as well know real things come from, I guess. Okay, remember when the H said fan February and someone was coming back? I wonder when the person will be on there that we voted for.
I would love to know.
Does anyone know that question?
They said for the, will you pick Courtney, Stefan, or someone else? Is that what you're talking about?
Mm-hmm. That's
right. They said it was supposed to be on during the nurses' call.
Okay.
That's what I read.
Oh, the nurses' call.
Oh, interesting. Interesting. Okay, in this article I'm reading, General Hospitals for Luke Kukuzin set dates for the anniversary date. Well, we will know. What's going to go on with Luke? Make sure you tune into April 1st to celebrate the 52 years of General Hospital and watch the big reveal about Luke and Fluke.
Not much longer to wait. Hallelujah.
Okay, so who was your best performer of the week? And you can pick three people. See, I'm nice. And the first one goes to Maggie.
Okay, I'm going to take my sonny, Nicole, and Ben, because he's innocent. He's really getting a bad rap.
Yeah, he is.
My heart.
Yes.
I don't
okay.
believe he's involved in anything.
No, I don't either. And it makes me mad. I was screaming on the TV again. I think one day I am really going to lose my voice. And when that happens, everyone's going to be very sorry when I lose my voice.
Oh, any guess next week?
Oh, yeah, okay. Mandy, you too.
What name? I'm
okay,
sorry,
name three people. Name three people of the performances of the week.
Three people of the week?
Yeah, from any soap.
Let's see. There's too many to count. I can't name three. I have to think about that.
Okay, Susan.
Hey, I watched two episodes so far, but I'll pick. I think Morgan, Julian, and Duke.
Mm.
Yes.
Very good.
Okay, Corey.
Ava's probably one of them. I mean, because she's dying from cancer.
I know.
Yeah,
I'm so sad.
She doesn't want to do any more chemo. Because she's not, the scan, last scan showed that she's getting worse.
After we play the game, I will test on Ava and something else I forgot to test on. Okay. Corey, you need to pick your three performers of the week.
Well, I would say from Dave's, I would say Melissa, Jennifer Rose.
because I'm really enjoying having Jennifer Rose back.
Mm-hmm.
From General Hospital, I'll say Nathan, for obvious reasons. And Y&R, Neil.
Ooh, you picked my husband.
Yeah.
I think he's the best thing on Y&R right now.
Mm-hmm.
This
mm-hmm.
the storyline with him is so good.
Mm-hmm.
If he doesn't get nominated for this, it's abomination. And that mm-hmm. means tragedy, people.
And I would agree with you.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. And you got the
See, make, maybe you see, you doll and you nephew can play nice sometimes, see?
See, very nice. You just made up. Good.
Okay,
I don't know about kissing and making up, but we've
okay,
made
up. Okay, on the cheek.
Okay, come on, Corey. Come on, if you wasn't gay, you were rumming. Come on.
I'm not touching well, that.
Your cousin. We're your cousins,
oh, yeah.
I'm your aunt.
Yes, we are.
Yeah, Carly's
yes.
my daughter. We're your cousins.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, a lot of things happen on soaps,
yeah.
but no.
Yeah, well, I know. I was just being funny. Okay, my picks are from Y&R. My husband, he did a bang a job. Very good. And from ZH, Sunny. Well, it's two people, really. Sunny and Duke. I feel like both of them are doing a bang-up job. And from Dave, I would probably pick Jennifer and Nicole. And from B&B, I would pick whatever her name is. That's it going by the day.
Maya?
Myron.
Maya.
Maya, I want to talk about something that angered me on General Hospital this week. Okay, people. Okay, Anna is being a bitch to Duke, and it needs to stop. I do not like Anna right now. I'm sorry. I want to slap her.
Anna, you are definitely not trying to kill.
Oh.
On hold and prisoner or whatever.
I mean, why now she'd be
why?
More holy? Why now she'd be more
now.
Holy than Belle? Come on!
Mm-hmm.
You know, Anne, I don't want to do Consenio having Monday laundry and coffee hotel logically. You know, if you really want to be logically about it, come on, Sunny mm-hmm. would help Colby if she was financially strapped for her part of the hotel. And really, Olivia, mm-hmm. one of them, Olivia or Anna, said, oh, Sunny should just give up on the kid, Avery? Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Olivia,
Anna.
Okay, what about you, Big Lie? What about you, Big Lie, right now that you're doing? When that comes out.
What's that?
Yeah, but when that comes out, I mean, my thing is, will people turn on you, or will people want to take the baby away from you to give it to Zulian? And then how would you feel?
Exactly. You have to always bring the shoes on the other foot. How would you react? And they never consider that.
I mean, number one, and Zulian needs to be a little nice to Sunny right now. Sunny's going through a hard time. And come on, in a couple of months, Zulian, this might be happening with you, kid. So you better buck up, and you better be nice to my Sunny, and you better go help him. And for Zulian and Carlos, to set a hit out on Duke? Are you kidding me? Okay, if you hit one hill of that little Dookie's head, I will kill both of you.
There you go.
Because I'm Team Sunny and Duke and Son, so.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I mean, what do you think, Corey, about what Zillian's doing? I mean, putting a head out on Duke, come on.
I love it. Team Julian.
Maggie, you nephew's not playing nice.
Yes, he is. He's just giving his opinion. That's all we do.
Yeah. Jeez.
They're just opinions.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Okay, oh, I'm just making.
He didn't say anything about funny, so that was okay,
oh.
Right?
Okay, well, yes. But, no, I mean, I understand your team, Zillian, but, no, Team Sunny's going to kick Zillian's ass. And if this marble really goes down, do you think Zillian still will be standing pretty? No. My guys will be taking you guys out.
He will always stand pretty, I'm just saying.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Oh, and I don't know if we are having that guest.
Corey, just
yes. I don't know if we are having that. I don't know if we are having that guest from this week or not. Okay, hold on. I can. We will be having Aaron probably on next week. We won't have him on this Monday. And you guys know Aaron from B&B. And what's that other show he's on, Maggie? That Bringing Up Mary thing.
Oh, come on.
So what is everyone doing this week? And any fans?
Watching.
Okay, Maggie, how many basketball games did you have to watch this weekend?
All of them. We're getting down, you know. Not the people lost.
Well, yeah, so how many?
Bulls are playing. My Bulls are playing, too, so the Blackhawks.
Oh, cool. Okay, remember, no screaming on the TV too much.
Okay.
Maggie, you scream if you need. Maggie, you scream if you feel the urge. We just don't want you to lose your voice.
Excuse me.
Thank you.
If she loses her voice, I'm dead. My voice is loud.
I just said we didn't want her to lose her voice.
Because if she loses her voice, cousin, that means I will be talking to you for 3 hours.
Well, you kind of already do that, anyways. We just won't have
Maggie.
We just won't have Maggie to break us apart when we fight.
Mandy. Well, yes, your man. Mandy, what are you doing this weekend?
Well, tomorrow, I'm just going to go pay bills, and then Sunday go to church.
And what about you, Susan?
Tomorrow I'm going to hang out with my brother. He wanted to go for lunch. I told him as long as he's paying, since I'm broke.
Well, of course.
There you go.
And besides, and this weekend, I have a vow, people. I have a vow. I'm going to have a Real Housewife of Beverly Hills marathon. I have 6 of them to watch.
No.
Okay. I'm on Team Brandy right now. I know most people are.
Oh, God.
But...
Mm-hmm.
Okay, no. Corey, okay, let's talk about this, Cole.
Why?
Why?
Help me understand why you're Team Brandy.
Because Brandy kind of reminds me of me sometimes, how she kind of accidentally makes a mess of her life, and then she just tells everyone off, and then she gets away with it. But then everyone ends up hating her. So I kind of feel sorry for her. But I don't think, I don't like how she's coming between Kyle and Kim. I think that's kind of being bad. So, who are you liking right now on it?
Well, I'm Team Eileen Kristen. All the way. She's the only one that is staying on that show.
I wonder if she will be back next year. I wonder if her and Lisa Rinna will both be back.
And I love Lisa Rinna, but what's not to love?
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what I have to do this weekend because, and I want to say no Blue Bloods tonight, which is very sad. And we are waiting for the last three episodes of Stalkers. Oh, Maggie, will Grey's Anatomy have me upset, mad, pissed, happy?
Hmm.
Which one?
When's Stalkers going to be at? When is Stalkers going to be on, though?
Like, I mean, because remember what happened last week on Grace? And I don't want to have to stop Derek.
I don't know. I don't really see it this time. I hope he's grew past it. I hope. I thought, that's when Mr. Kelly said it yesterday. Those two look like true love. They make everybody see what true love is, you know.
Exactly. Oh, I cannot wait to watch it. Oh, and is everyone sleeping in tomorrow? Because I think everyone needs to sleep in on Saturday because people get up early all week long, and I think we need a window sleep back.
That's a good idea.
See? What about, Corey, are you sleeping in tomorrow or what?
No, I don't.
No.
Once I'm up, I'm off.
You sleep out?
Oh, yeah. See? It takes me about, an hour to really wake up, but then no one can talk to me for, like, 2 hours. Oh, unless someone gives me, like, some caffeine, then they can talk to me. But if I don't have that, no one can talk to me. Because I don't make sense.
The same way.
See?
Even my cat doesn't talk to me anymore.
Well,
let's
see.
Emails.
Well, Mandy, are you sleeping in tomorrow?
Me, I'll end up getting up my usual time. I get up usually between 7 and 9.
I'm not even talkable then. What about you, Susan?
I have to get up the same time because I have to eat breakfast at a certain time. All my blood would drop.
Well, you know, I'm so bad. Oh. Sometimes I can't eat breakfast, and then sometimes I'm like, okay, I will see you at lunch for food. Oh, and I just wanted to say, Days of Our Life, Adrian slapping Dustin this week was really good.
Oh, I keep watching the slap scene over and over again. I can't get it out.
Me too.
I wish she would slap him so hard she'd send him all the way to L.A. with Sammy because I'm really tired of Will Horton.
I'm sorry. No, I was talking about Dustin.
Well, that too. She can track him all the way back to Port Charles and leave him as Ned.
Exactly. That's why I try to tell him I like him. Fun there with Dustin, but I love Ned. Unless he's talking about my funny like you did this week.
Yeah,
baby,
I know.
The baby should not be the baby should be by Michael and all that bullshit.
Yeah, all that bullshit. All that. Oh, and remember, today is the first day of spring, but I feel sorry
that's
for
spring.
People in the East Coast thingy because East Coast people are still dealing with snow. And I bet people are sick of the S word. So when do you think the weather will improve in your area? Because, you know, I'm waiting for like 80-degree days.
Well, I really can't complain because we've been really warm for this time of year now. Like, I wore a coat in a week warm, so I'm not complaining after the winter we had. So I'm okay with the weather for right now. But I'm not gonna lie, I'm ready for summer and getting in the lazy river at the water park.
I ain't gonna complain too much either. I mean, people here in Georgia is getting sick because I mean, like the other day it was in the 70s and then yesterday it only got up into the 50s and then today this morning I had to wear a jacket, and then tonight, this afternoon, I could go out without my jacket because it got up into the 70s.
Beautiful.
Yes. And now, I mean,
that's
and
perfect
then,
weather.
Yes, it is. I mean, and then, okay, it's raining, and then it's going to be, and then it's going to be, luckily, it's only going to be in the 60s, but I mean, it's going to be in the 70s tomorrow. And it's going to be sunny, but then it's going to be back down in the late 50s, early 60s Sunday with rain.
That's what people get.
Oh, that's not bad.
With the pollen count going up.
Mm-hmm.
What about? Oh, that's bad.
Yes.
That's bad.
And that's why people are starting to get sick, because the pollen count's going up.
Exactly. That's how it is up there.
I mean, our weather here has not been
where
that bad.
Where did rain come from?
But one day it's raining and the next day it's 70 degrees. You know, and I wonder if Victoria is pregnant in real life, because I heard that she was, but I don't know if it's true. If Amelia Henley is pregnant in real life, I just heard that rumor. So, anything else we need to talk about before we go?
Nope.
Okay, well, next, we are back next Friday. We don't have any guests all next week, so we are back Friday. So everyone can rest their voice. And everyone, don't get in trouble. And go Team Sunny and go Team Spencer. I know, I'm bad. Okay, night, guys.
Night.
Good night.
Night.
Have a great weekend, everybody.
You too.
Have a